Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 28. In this chapter, the Lord revealed the evil pride of the king of Tyre, as well as the evil source of power of the king of Tyre. We also have God's pronouncement of judgment against Sidon, Tyre's sister city on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. Let's begin by reading the first 10 verses. It came to me again, saying, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you say, I am a god. I sit in the seat of gods, in the midst of the seas. Yet you are a man, and not a god. Though you set your heart as the heart of a god, behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that can be hidden from you. With your wisdom and your understanding, you have gained riches for yourself, and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your riches. And your heart is lifted up because of your riches. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as the heart of a god, behold, therefore, I will bring strangers against you, the most terrible of the nations. And they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and defile your splendor. They shall throw you down into the pit, and you shall die the death of the slain in the midst of the seas. Will you still say before him who slays you, I am a god? But you shall be a man and not a god in the hand of him who slays you. You shall die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of aliens. For I have spoken, says the Lord God. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Ezekiel chapter 28, with some background notes. In chapters 26, 27, and 28 of Ezekiel, we have God's pronouncement and prophecy of judgment against the ancient city of Tyre. In chapter 26, we had a detailed description of the various stages of Tyre's predicted fall, including Alexander the Great's scraping of the ruins of mainland Tyre into the sea to build a causeway in order to conquer the defiant island city of Tyre. The evidence of this causeway and fulfillment of this detailed prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 26 is still there today for skeptics of the Bible to consider. In Ezekiel chapter 27, the prophecy against the fall of Tyre continued. In this chapter, Tyre, as the proud maritime power of the ancient world, is pictured as a beautiful ship, but she is caught in a devastating storm and is broken up and sinks, and there is no one to rescue her. Now here in chapter 28, God's pronouncement of judgment on the great Phoenician city-state of Tyre continues as the Lord reveals the evil pride of the king of Tyre as well as the evil power source behind the king of Tyre. That brings us to our doctrinal or teaching points for Ezekiel chapter 28. Doctrinal point number one, the Lord revealed the evil pride of the king of Tyre. The Lord revealed the evil pride of the king of Tyre. The human king of Tyre that's being denounced here is King Ethbaal, who was the proud ruler of Tyre at the time of Ezekiel's prophecy. This proud ruler deified himself and had to be told that he was only a man, verse 2. Notice from verse 3 that Daniel, as a captive in Babylon, is already known for his wisdom. It's not that the king of Tyre did not have wisdom and ability. He had greatly increased the trade and wealth of Tyre. They were a great commercial power in the ancient world, verse 5. But as a result, the king and the whole kingdom of Tyre were lifted up with pride and placing themselves above God, verse 6. Therefore, God, who hates the pride of man, would have to cut Tyre down, and he would do it at the hands of strangers or foreign nations. Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon being the first enemy stranger, verse 7. Tyre would die a shameful death, like those who die at sea with no burial, verse 8, and like an uncircumcised barbarian, verse 10. The once proud king and kingdom of Tyre would no longer say, I am a god. The Lord revealed the evil pride of the king of Tyre. Doctrinal point number two. The Lord revealed the evil power of the king of Tyre. The Lord revealed the evil power of the king of Tyre. verses 11 through 19. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. You were the anointed cherub who covered. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within, and you sinned. Therefore I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings, that they might gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you. And I turned you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among the peoples are astonished at you. You have become a horror and shall be no more forever. Conservative evangelical Christians with a high view of Scripture are divided in their interpretation of this passage of Scripture. Some see it just as a continuing denunciation of the human king of Tyre, using highly figurative language for this ruler who thinks of himself as a god. Others, myself included, interpret this passage as going beyond the human king of Tyre and describing the evil power source behind this pagan king, namely Satan himself. Certain verses here could never be said of the human king of Tyre. The human king of Tyre was not in the Garden of Eden, verse 13. And the human king of Tyre was not a cherub, verse 14. And the human king of Tyre was not created without a sinful nature, verse 15. Now, what do we learn about Satan in this passage? He was a very beautiful and majestic, high-ranking angel, created without sin, and he was closely associated with the throne of God. But because of the sin of pride, God removed him from his high position, and we know that ultimately he will be consigned to hell forever. The human king of Tyre followed the same sinful path. Because of commercial wealth and power, he was lifted up with sinful pride, and God had to cut him down. All who witnessed the downfall of the king of Tyre were appalled. Now, in reference to the creation and fall of Satan, the Bible nowhere specifically tells us when these events took place. But I would say that the implication from Scripture is that Satan was created during creation week, and it was after creation week that he fell, but obviously not too long after. I take this position for the following reasons. Number one, angels are created beings, and therefore they function in the space-matter-time universe that God has created. Only God functions outside his created universe. Number two, at the end of creation week, we read in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31 that God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. It sounds like everything is in perfect harmony with no jarring notes like a fallen Satan. And in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1 we read, Thus the heavens and the earth and all their hosts were finished. All their hosts may be a reference to the created angelic hosts. And number 3, we see here in Ezekiel chapter 28 that Satan was in the Garden of Eden initially in his unfallen state. And the Garden of Eden was certainly not before creation week. It could be the high place that man was given in God's created world that triggered the pride of Satan. And number 4, in Job chapter 38 and verse 7, it says that at the time of creation, all the sons of God shouted for joy. That is, all the angels rejoiced, because they were still all holy angels. Job 38, verse 7. And certainly more we could say here. The Lord revealed the evil power of the king of Tyre. What about practical application from Ezekiel chapter 28? Remember what Jesus said about Tyre and Sidon. Remember what Jesus said about Tyre and Sidon. Verses 20 through 26. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Sidon, and prophesy against her, and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Sidon. I will be glorified in your midst, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I execute judgments in her and am hallowed in her. For I will send pestilence upon you, and blood in her streets. The wounded shall be judged in her midst, by the sword against her on every side. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, When I have gathered the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they are scattered, and am hallowed in them in the sight of the Gentiles, then they will dwell in their own land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. And they will dwell safely there, build houses, and plant vineyards. Yes, they will dwell securely when I execute judgments on all those around them who despise them. Then they shall know that I am the Lord their God. This chapter closes with good news for Israel. In the future, Israel as a nation will be restored and they will build and dwell in safety. This prophecy has not been fulfilled yet, but we're seeing the beginning. When the Lord returns, it will be completely fulfilled, not in the church, but in the restored and revived Jewish state of Israel. Now in verses 20 through 23, we see that Tyre's sister city of Sidon, about 25 miles north of Tyre on the Mediterranean seacoast, was also denounced and under judgment. All of this came true with Nebuchadnezzar's conquest of this area. But the prophecy never said that Sidon would be completely destroyed and be no more, and ancient Sidon still exists today. But Sidon has never known peace for any length of time. So it seems like verse 23 continues to be fulfilled even to this present day. Go online and read a history of Sidon and keep your eye on the news. But also remember what Jesus said about Tyre and Sidon. What did he say? When Jesus denounced the cities of Capernaum, Chorazin, and Bethsaida for not believing on him, he said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 21 and 22, Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. Matthew 11, 21 and 22. We've read about God's judgment of Tyre and Sidon here in Ezekiel chapter 28 because of their great sins. To reject Christ as your Savior and Lord is even greater sin. Remember what Jesus said about Tyre and Sidon.